piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the Food Guys.
Julia Child says, "It is hard to imagine a civilization without onions." That's a sweeping statement.
Onions are everywhere. Garlic is everywhere.
That's an onion.
It is.
And so are shallots.
Everywhere.
Scallions. They're lilies.
But wonderful lilies.
We eat lilies. We eat a lot of them.
I get kind of upset sometimes when I go to the market and I see such a small variety of onions. We have yellow onions. And of course, in the summer, then we'll have the sweet onions, which are terrific. They don't keep. So those have to be used up. And you have to be careful how you use the sweet onion. I would never use a sweet onion to make an onion soup, for example.
No.
It's like eating a syrup. And then there are red onions. Okay, then we have scallions, and we have shallots, and we have these little tiny pearl onions.
Yeah, pearl
but
onions.
What's missing from our markets now, 20, 30 years ago, I could get them really easily, are the onions that were called boiling onions, which are a couple of inches.
Yeah. You don't
almost
see
like
much.
The size of a shallot, but an onion and not a shallot.
Very useful.
I could put them in stews whole.
Sure. Yeah,
I could braise them and serve them just as their own vegetable. I don't know why we don't have that.
No, what happened, I think you buy bagged onions now in the supermarket. They tend to be considerably larger than the ones you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little disconcerting to me when I go to get them because you have to have a stock of onions on hand.
Right.
A sort that keep readily. At the same time, you don't want these big glomping onions that once you cut an onion, I mean, it's true that we have wonderful saran wraps and stuff like
and
that.
And refrigerators.
And
yes.
Refrigerators. But once an onion is cut, forget it, folks. Its life is essentially over. We have to use it now. I'm not suggesting that we should throw away all these halves of onions.
No. But, John, we could cook them all up. And then we could stick them in the freezer. Then we can preserve the flavor. So how do we typically use onions? A lot of recipes say chop up a half an onion, cook without browning in oil. Although browning, of course, will give you more flavor. I think the cook without browning is mainly a color thing for the appearance of the final dish.
Well, they want
but it's usually a little condiment instead of having the onion be the star.
Mm-hmm.
And I think an onion can really be the star. You can make an onion ragout, for example, very much like you would make an onion soup, except you would forget about adding the broth. You could caramelize the onions. You cook them 20 to 40 minutes, and you have this wonderful side dish. You can also use it as a topping for bruschetta if you want to have an appetizer. Onions make a fabulous quiche.
Oh, yes. Well, they're absolutely essential for so much of our cooking. I think quite often I look at a new recipe, if there's no onions in it, I wonder, what's wrong with this recipe?
Why wouldn't you put it in, right?
It doesn't seem right. Something is missing here, you know what I mean? There's all kinds of uses for them, but we have to be aware always that there are two real problems with cooking of onions. Very high heat is not so great for them.
Very high heat is not so great.
And rapid heat is not so good. It gets bitterness and
you want to do it medium to slow.
Mm-hmm.
Allow the onion to basically tell you how long it needs to cook and under what temperature, because all you need to do is pay attention to it, stir it around, figure out what you're trying to accomplish with it. But the onion will actually work with you on this.
Yeah, it depends on the onion.
Yes.
Yeah, and to get back to that early statement of yours about these onions that we find in the supermarket, a somewhat smaller onion, that nice little hard yellow onion, it would be so ideal in so many cases.
And I think we need more of them. I think once people know that you can have the onion as a vegetable unto itself, it opens up a whole different world.
And in fact, talking about Julia Child, if you look in her book about French cooking and you turn to onions, right away she just starts out assuming that you're going to be serving onions as a dish at your next meal. She tells you simply how to do it. You know, it's very simple, and this will serve so many people. And I'm thinking, I don't think most people are actually thinking in terms of serving them as a vegetable at the meal.
Well, even if you can't get the boiling onions, you can still cut big onions up into fairly thick slices or strips. And you can cook them slowly, and you can cook them until they're completely tender without browning. You can add fresh herbs to it. Thyme is wonderful with onion. And then a splash of cream. Make sure you give it a nice flash of high heat for maybe a minute or so to concentrate that cream. And then you have a delicious dish all into itself. Parsley goes really well with that. But that's a side dish. That's a great dish to have. I think you can make onion quiche. You can also do onion pizza. In fact, there's this wonderful onion pizza called pizzoladiere, which is cooked onion on a pizza dough with anchovies.
Yeah.
I adore anchovies. So I lavishly will put lots of anchovies on this and then put it in the oven for a few minutes. Makes a tremendous appetizer.
It's one of those vegetables that has at once elegance and heartiness.
Yes, yes.
There's not many of those kinds of vegetables, and I hope you'll bear it in mind. And I hope you'll also come back next week for
The Food Guys. Breakfast.